you know, some people say, well, do you know what? When I was a kid, I sneaked into a sweet shop when the owner was round the back and I took some sweets and I ran off. They didn't catch me. I got away with it. And then there are all levels of that right up to now, like serious crime and so forth. This sense that we have that you can get away with an action, that it, we don't believe, we can say some actions don't produce results. It's not true, because that action leaves an imprint, or we say potentiality for an effect on our mind that will never go away of its own accord. It will just remain there and it will grow in potency. It's like mental pollution. It's like mold in the mind. You know, if you've got mold in your basement, you don't do anything, it just grows and grows. You've got this negative imprints from previous non-virtuous actions in your mind. It just grows and grows and finally can produce really just looks like disproportionately harmful effects. Maybe for those of you who are a little bit familiar with these teachings, maybe you know, there's a big debate amongst Buddha. How is it possible? If an action has ceased, maybe I did this action in a previous life, maybe many, many lifetimes ago, how can I now experience the effects of an action that ceased? It's gone. I did something, I stole something, or I hurt somebody, or maybe even killed somebody, but it's gone. And I died, I got away with it. Nobody caught me in that life. But these karmic potentials from our actions travel with us from one life to another because they're in our mental continuum. The mind leaves the body. At the time of death, the body dies, but the mind doesn't. The mind just goes to another body. So we carry our karma with us, which is why we're born with a ready-made personality, mental tendencies, and so forth. We carry our karma with us. And so, for example, those of you who are familiar with Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, Ocean of Nectar, maybe you will see there's a debate in there, a debate about how can an action that has ceased many lifetimes ago produce an effect? How is that possible? And Chandrakirti's reply, Venerable Geshe-la's explanation, you can look in Ocean X, if you want to read this in detail, is the cessation of an action has a cause. It's a little bit deep, I have to think about this, but it's so helpful to spend a bit of time contemplating. The cessation of an action has a cause. An action comes to an end. Why? So the end of an action is an event. Every event has a cause. Because the cessation of an action has a cause, it produces an effect. Whatever has a cause, is itself a cause and produces an effect. All causes are effects and all effects are causes. The cessation of an action has a cause and therefore the cessation of an action produces an effect, a potentiality for a particular experience and so forth. So even though the action has ceased, it doesn't mean that we're not going to experience the consequences of that action. So remember, we're talking here just about a natural law, a natural sequence of event. There's nobody keeping a record. It's not like we've got a book in which somebody's keeping a record of all the naughty things that we have done, and then at some point there comes a reckoning. And, you know, well, I see in this previous life you did this, and so now you're going to experience the suffering result. Geshe-la says, suffering is not given to us as a punishment. Suffering is just the natural result of the ripening of the negativity in our mind. That's where this unpleasant feeling comes from. I've got this rotten potential in my mind, and rotten experiences are coming from it. The cause of my suffering, what is suffering? Suffering in reality comes down to unpleasant feeling. But then you can flip, you know, the same with good actions, positive actions. They leave a positive potential in our mind. And it doesn't matter how long ago. We have all these potentials for happiness, for pleasant experiences. And when the conditions are met, they ripen as pleasant experiences. So we need to think a little bit about it. So what we've got here, what we've got is we've got forces at work in our mind which are hidden. Who can, for example, the law of gravity, we can a little bit check that out. Okay, somebody says, here's a trench. Let's just have a 1 meter deep trench here. And because of gravity, I understand if I now step forward into this trench, I won't stay where I am now, I will fall. Through the force of gravity drawing, you know, I will be drawn towards the center of the earth through the force of gravity. And you can think, well, I don't believe that. Then try it, step forward. Don't try this from a second floor window, but you can try it with a small hole in the ground, or jump off a step or something like that. And we say, yeah, it's right. And can you find an instance where it doesn't work? No, you can't. So it's like, okay, I believe in the law of gravity. But the law of karma is a little bit different, because the law of karma, most of the effects, not all, but most of the effects of our actions, we experience in another life. So how the heck can you monitor that? How can you prove that? How can you have confidence in this teaching by Buddha, that all your actions are causes and all your experiences are effects, but the effects that you're experiencing are the effects of actions you committed long ago? If we believe that, then first of all, we know how to practice patience. We accept that we are the architects of our own misfortune. We know how to practice purification. We know how important it is to avoid committing non-virtuous actions in the future. We accept responsibility for our actions, and we accept responsibility for their effects, our experiences. We don't blame others. We don't look outside ourselves for the cause of our own inner experiences. And if we want to experience peaceful mind, happy mind in the future, if we want to be a pleasant person with a pleasant disposition, etc., 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 we know what to do. Engage in virtuous actions, and those results will ripen upon me, and I will experience these pleasant results later. It's definite. Karma is definite. You can't sow, like Geshe says, you can't sow a poisonous seed and grow a medicinal plant. If we sow negative seeds in our mind, we experience unpleasant results. If we sow positive seeds in our mind through positive actions, we experience positive results.